It's Tuesday, December 8th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Exposure notifications, a huge opportunity for providers. AWS opens the marketplace for services, and Microsoft's top secret cloud. This is the Business of Tech. The New York Times has a great piece looking into the COVID exposure notification technology and focusing on the two major obstacles to adoption, privacy concerns and marketing. The technology looks very promising. Some early research at Oxford University indicated that if 60% of the people in an area used a digital contact tracing app, the pandemic could be brought under control without a lockdown. Newer models are now saying that the apps help reduce viral spread even if just 15% of the population use them. In Switzerland, about 22% of the population is using the tech and finding results similar to what is seen in human contact tracing. It's been piloted in the US too at the University of Arizona and showing a reduction in cases due to the information provided. Marketing works. In the states requiring apps, the adoption of numbers are lower. New York at 5%, Alabama at 3%, Wyoming at 1%. However, Virginia is nearly 10%, having devoted $1.5 million to public awareness campaigns. Here's the key. Marketing needs to be targeted to the group. The most effective way has been via text messaging, telling people the app could protect their family and friends. Why do we care? This seems entirely like an opportunity for providers. You control the last mile of technology delivery, and customers look to you for insights into privacy concerns. If we want to maximize economic growth, the straightest line to that is getting the virus under control, and waiting for the vaccine means a brutal winter and delays into the summer. So MSPs should take this cause up. You have the trust and the impact to get this message out. I'm putting my money where my mouth is on this one. I've created a video you can share with your customers directly. It's generic with no branding and refers them to you for questions. It has comments off, and all you need to do is send it to your customers with your own contact information for follow-up. If you want to make your own, I've also included the script I used for the video to take the information and make it your own. Download and use as you need. You can take the information from that video or script and put it in your newsletter or use it in your calls with customers. However you market, you can take this directly to your customers. Here is something you can offer them for free that costs them nothing to deploy that can help us all through what may be a very difficult winter. We're always looking for ways to bring value. Well, here's one. Links to all the resources in the show notes. With Amazon having their reInvent conference, their focus on portions of their partner program is coming to light. The company has announced that providers of professional services can add their offerings to the marketplace catalog and create bundled listings that let businesses procure and pay for software and associated support through a single integrated invoicing process. This addresses the need to bundle tasks like assessments, migrations, deployment, and training that was previously done outside of the marketplace, and Amazon believes will make the purchasing process more attractive for end users. The platform's requirement is simply a US bank account, no admission fees or minimum requirements. Why do we care? AWS's partner program is, in my opinion, very focused on the large providers, but there are two reasons to care. First, if you're doing AWS, you'd better get on this. But the second is that marketplaces are a component to strong ecosystems, and this is the way of the future. Microsoft has their Azure marketplace as well, and I would anticipate is continuing to expand their marketplace. Are you thinking about how your offerings are consumed via a marketplace? You should be. The big players may force your hand. Microsoft has announced the launch of their Azure Government Cloud that focuses on government customers and partners that work with top-secret classified data. Why do we care? This is a quick hit for me, because for those that care about this offering, they'll want to know about it. The larger trend, top-secret classified data can be managed safely in a public cloud. If there ever was a nail in the coffin of those who say it's not secure enough in the cloud, an announcement like this is that nail. Third tier, the idea that it's not the first level or second level tech support that you're dealing with. The third tier is the real deal. Since 2008, the company Third Tier offers current and former Microsoft MVPs that you can access to help you through a problem, do the part of a project you aren't familiar with, or even help you make a plan so you don't miss an important step. In all time zones, the best won't compete with you because supporting IT pros is all they do. Embedded with the sense of community that made them MVPs, you can invoke the Third Tier just by opening a ticket. Find out more at thirdtier.net or follow on social for all the free educational resources. Thanks for listening. I hope you take advantage of all those resources posted for that first article and give me feedback. Let me know if you need more along those lines. This feels like a cause we can all get behind. Talk to you tomorrow.